time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Lance Hatch. He's the superintendent of the Carbon School District. We're going to talk about the opening of the schools, the reopening of the schools, and the plan that has been put in place, plus some construction updates. We've got a couple of schools out there right now that are under construction. We're going to talk about those as well. Dr. Hatch, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us this morning. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you. It's a great opportunity. Thank you.
And now that the summer's through, almost, it's strange to say that, and we knew that it was going to come. Let's talk about the schools opening back up again.
Yeah, we've been working really hard on a school reopening plan. It's been kind of difficult because we've been getting little bits of information from organizations like the Utah State Board of Education and the governor's office And now we finally got all the information that we need to be able to put forward this plan. The plan that we have right now, one of the main things we want to make sure people understand is that it's a work in progress. It's a living document, and it seems like every day we're getting a little more information or some type of adjustment that we need to make. So we're going to keep the links online. Every school's webpage, the district webpage, there's a link to the school reopening plan, and that's going to be updated, you know, regularly. So that's one important thing to keep in mind.
And I think it's important, like you said, for people to keep it in mind. This is a living document because this situation is so, and that it's another one of those words that everybody seems to use when talking about this. It's such a fluid situation that it could change tomorrow. And so things in this can change. Nothing is really set in stone. So it's important that you know what's there and then, you know what could happen and what the changes could be.
Right. And we've seen that happen several times already this summer. So we just want to kind of preface everything with that. But the heart of our plan is, you know, if we go back to the fourth quarter of last school year and the experience that we had, I remember on May 1st, everyone was praying that the governor would let us go back to school. We just wanted to be back in school. The parents wanted the kids in school. The teachers wanted the kids in school. And so, you know, the heart of our plan is healthy kids should be in school. We have the best learning opportunities available for the students that are at the school. And so we kind of started to make that commitment early on that whatever we need to do to make that happen is what we're willing to do. So at that point, we had kind of decided whatever that has to look like, let's make it happen.
And the first one right out of the gate, and everybody has heard this and everybody knows this, is face coverings.
Yes.
And it's a very important thing. And the governor has even come out and said that students will not even be allowed to get on a bus without them. That's correct?
That is correct.
So that's going to be one thing that's going to be watched, and then in the buildings as well.
Yeah, the executive order requires face coverings. It does not require masks. So we want to make that distinction. We know that there's a lot of people who have kind of some trouble with masks. And the executive order explicitly allows face shields as an option. We kind of like that option, and we're going to make sure that there's plenty of face shields available for those who would prefer that. So, you know, we're interested in exploring any and all options that comply with the executive order. We don't really have the opportunity to ignore the order. It's basically law once the governor issues an executive order. But within that, face covering is defined as something that covers the nose and the mouth, and face shields is one of the great options that I think we're going to have available.
Okay, and that really is just one of those, it's like a clear plastic or acrylic shield that goes over the face, and that's really all you got to worry about.
Yes.
As far as, you know, if you ever tried breathing through a mask, it's not easy for some people.
That's right.
So the face shields is going to be a great option. Another option that in reading through the plan is all the different ways to make sure that kids are going to be in school. And all of the, through technology too, and the way we've talked, we were just talking off the air, you know, the lessons learned from the shutdown of last year, of last school year, and the different things that we can do to make sure that the learning continues.
Right.
And one of those, and that's what you and I were just talking about as well, is the fact that, you know, if something were to happen even to the teacher, there's the ability for the teacher to teach from home with a facilitator basically running the class and, you know, while the teacher's doing video or Zoom conferencing or whatever have you.
Yes, we recognize that there's so many different scenarios. You know, you might have somebody who spent the weekend with someone who ends up testing positive, and so they're now quarantined for 14 days. They might not have any symptoms. They're not even sick, but they can't come in, and that could be a student who still wants to participate. And so one of the things, like you said, that we learned last school year was how to broadcast a class, how to share instruction with somebody who's at home. So the student can tune in from their home, they can see what the teacher's teaching, they can hear what's happening, they can even participate by making comments and whether it's typing in the chat or verbal comments. So we're pretty excited about that. And then, like you mentioned, you know, the flip side of that is, what if the teacher's being quarantined and can't come in? So same scenario, you know, that we have now the technology and the ability, the training to be able to continue to instruct students in a lot of different ways.
And, you know, that once again, it's just another thing that came out of what we went through, really. Mm-hmm. And it spawned great ideas. It really did. And it's one of those things that you never know what you can do until you have to.
Right.
And I think that is one thing that was really brought out during all that time. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover as far as the plan, as far as that people need to know about, or that's some interesting information for them? Or,
well, there's a lot in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that is kind of newer, because the governor's official documents and everything came out late on Friday, but recess at elementary schools, they're not going to have to wear face coverings during recess if it's outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good news. PE classes and sports activities, they're not going to have to wear face masks, and we were a little worried about that. We couldn't quite imagine, you know, a volleyball game happening with everybody wearing masks or something like that. So there's provisions for those types of activities. So we're excited to start school. We believe that when kids arrive and we're rolling, masks or face coverings, face shields are going to be kind of a secondary issue. The main thing is we're back.
Yeah.
And the kids are learning. They're in the classroom. They're interacting with each other and with their teachers again.
And that was one thing, too, in talking to faculty and staff from all the schools around the district. That was one thing, is these they miss their kids. And they're ready for the kids to come back, is really what's going on.
Yes.
That's great stuff. All right. And once again, all of those plans are on every school's Facebook or webpage.
That's right. Yes.
So all you've got to do is go to the school's webpage, and the plan is on there. You can go and read it at your leisure. There is a lot in there and a lot of information to take in, but it's all there for you if you wanted to read it. All right, let's talk about some funner stuff, I guess. Construction updates. Got a couple of schools in the district that are going under some construction right now. We've got Helper Middle and Carbon High both. Let's start at Carbon High and see what's going on up at Carbon High right now.
Well, at Carbon High, it's kind of interesting. You know, I never realized the kind of, I guess a lot of locals understand the geography or geology, I guess, and there's some shifting that happens in homes in that area and foundations and things. And so the way we're going to avoid that is they had to drill these humongous holes that were deep enough to hit the bedrock, you know, and at the bottom. And we thought they'd be about maybe 10 to 12 feet deep. They ended up being, you know, on average 20 to 25 feet deep. And those are going to be filled with concrete and rebar as the foundation of the addition. And so that is happening fast. Concrete's going to be going in really quickly. As soon as that happens, you're going to see steel beams and structure going up. So we're excited. That project's going pretty fast and things are going well.
And then up at Helper Middle, they've started on that bus lane in the front of the school.
Yes.
Had a little hiccup. over the weekend, but yeah. That's resolved and everything's back to normal now. So that bus lane will go in the front of the school so that the buses can pull in and let the kids out right there in front of the school now. And it also will not take up part of the street anymore. Is that basically what's going on there?
Yes. You know, we're taking over part of that yard in the front of the school so that the buses can do that and just kind of get them out of the way so that people can still use the road. It also makes for a much safer unloading, and it addresses our ADA, you know, our disability access to the school. So we're excited about it. It's a great little layout, and so that work is happening like as we speak.
All right. Well, there you go. That's a lot still going on. So, and it won't be long. We'll be talking, you know, what are we, I hate to say this for the kids out there, like 3 weeks away.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. August 19th, we're going to have kids in school and it's going to be great.
All right. Dr. Lance Hatch with the Carbon School District. Thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.